have the outline. Outline has six prokim that they're called, which are supposedly six shiurim. It's clear that we can't cover everything in here. Six shiurim. But we'll try. We'll give it a little spin. Okay. The very first subtopic is called on the Psule Kol. If you want, if you be Masada Kedushin, you have to make sure you're allowed to marry them off. Who was a Jew? That sounds like a very simple topic. Who was a Jew? For those who are familiar, who was a Jew was a tremendous fight in the land of Israel over the decades. But they kept reviewing it and say it doesn't mean who was, means who was a convert. A Jew is a Jew. We know who a Jew is. A Jew is someone who's born to a Jewish mother. There's no question who was a Jew. Right? Sure? 100%? Well, that's what the first Maamar Kamos are about. The Gemara seems to say that Akum ve'Eved Abov Asisrael have lad kosher. Doesn't exactly say what kind of kosher it is. So I'm told you all have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you. Evan Ezer Simon Dalid in the first Pesachet Tshuva. Quite a remarkable minority view. And the question is, do you give any credence to this minority view, or do you just ignore it completely? And this is relevant, of course, in the laws of marriage and other areas as well. Okay, it says in Shulchan Aruch. Here in the Pesachet Tshuva, Sif Hei. It says, in other words, a goy lives with a Jewish woman, Avlad Kosher. If you look in Pesachet Tshuva, Aleph, it's a machloikas, Avlad Mamz, Avlad Kosher. Okay. But then, he suggests, Avlad Kosher means Avlad Goy. Oh boy! You know what's going on? We all have prior with matrilineal descent, you know all the. No, the Vlad is a goy. He's kosher. He's a kosher a goy, and if he converts, he'll be a kosher a Jew as opposed to a mamzer. Wow. There's a question whether Rashi suggests that. Tosas in one place suggests that, but do you really pasken that way? Come on. And this goes against everything you've ever heard in your whole life. How seriously do we take this? It seems to me that on a partial level, these opinions that say that the child is a goy are not to be taken that seriously. The Rishonim that say it don't really say it lehalacha. And if you look at towards the end, Rashi anale in raya lefi maskana. And Tosis and Nivamas, you don't need Geris. And the Rif, and the Rambam. And she's going to even marry a Kohen, according to some. And you need Geris, of course you can't marry a Kohen. This is towards the end of Sivkot and Aleph. This is all the majority view. And Mutta Lamola B'Shabbos. That's what comes up. Before we get to getting married, you do a Bris on Shabbos for this boy. So I think that this summer, Abonim would say no. They're afraid of these shittas. Wow. I'm not sure if they do a wedding with such a guy unless they require a geiris again. Ooh, a little scary. The kitzer, again, it says it in Rishonim. My view is that the Rishonim didn't say it in the halacha. They just said according to certain shittas that we don't pass on like. But that's my opening maramakam. Who is a Jew? Really? If your mother's Jewish, you're Jewish. But is it for sure? Nothing's 100% sure. With me so far? But the big fight in Eretz Yisrael about who was a Jew and who was a convert. So laws of conversion are very, very lengthy. Can't read them all now. But it's important that you realize that if you're going to be a Rav of Masada Kedushin, that there are many conversions in today's world and you have to be able to evaluate them with some measure of competence. And you probably are aware there are major disputes, la'alocha, about some of these in Yonim, and some of them are relating directly to marriage, because there are cases in which a person converts for the sake of marriage. As a matter of fact, you can argue that a significant percentage of the conversions done in the USA are for the sake of marriage. You want to know what the percentage is? You want to give a guess? I want to take a vote here. 70? Okay, that could be right. I don't know. Could be right. I don't know the exact stats. I know in the I'm involved in the what they call the GPS now. In our Batei Din, it's lower, but I believe that our Batei Din have a pretty good record that the Gerim are coming with acceptance of the mitzvahs. However, sad fact is that in the USA in general, first of all, you have the non-Orthodox conversions, which are presumptively nothing, and Orthodox conversions, which are presumptively kosher, are not always kosher, because there are many, unfortunately, where there's no Kabbalah mitzvahs. And Halacha L'maaseh, we paskin that Kabbalah mitzvahs is ma'akev. A geirus without any mitzvahs is nothing. And there are many Orthodox rabbis who are doing conversions when they know full well that the person's not going to be from. Why do they do it? Well, to avoid an intermarriage. Do they succeed in avoiding intermarriage? Probably not, because it probably doesn't work. So they're accessories, aiders and abettors of an intermarriage. But well, maybe it is good. So if that sounds unusual as a matter of policy, I'll show you as we go that there are some great people who have written that way. But let's go slowly. So let's first discuss the actual case. I think you probably is in your Marah Makomos. I don't know if you have a Marah Makomos on your screens or in your hand. But there it is a specific issue of somebody who does convert for the sake of marriage, what kind of status that has. Again, the first topic, we're not going to spend too much time because of the lack of time. Here we go. I'm not expert in how these marmakomas work. Ah, here's the page I want. It's Yivamas Chavdalan Amid Beis. That's found in the third page in this packet. Hanose Isha, right? Excuse me. Someone converts the Shem Ishus. Rav Nechemeth says no good. And Chachamim say it is good. Kulum Geremein. Terrific. So what's the problem? It's great. So the Ritva says, it's the next page here. The Ritva says, why? The end of the paragraph, Halacha. Kevin is Gairu Lekiblu Aleim Chazakuhu the Agav Unsayu Gomru Vekiblu V'yafagad the Machmas Onus to Gairu Su Alibi Rabbonin. What's the onus? What forces the person to accept mitzvahs? Ritva doesn't say. What do you think about saying? What forces this guy who wants to marry a Jewish girl to accept the mitzvahs? What forces him? Let him just go through the motions without accepting the mitzvahs. So, the next page, Dvar Avraham. We'll read, if you have it in front of you, it's Os Aleph. Kosi Ritva. And he says, later on in the same paragraph, says as follows. It's for those who have this page I have, it's the end, the top of the next column. He says like this. Kevash, the sixth line. Kevash enav shal choshka b'ishazu v'olel al-odur ima b'sviva Yehudis. In those days, he wanted this girl, and the girl was Jewish, and lived with a Jewish atmosphere. If you do lo shim lo yisnag biyados lo yidakte b'dineo lo tova isha lo dimo, she won't want to live with him. Vasviva Yehudas lo tikleteu, the whole society will not absorb him. For yuchal lasiyas mavoyet, he won't be able to get what he wants. Ela yadei kabolas ol ayados v'snagas b'kashrus. Agav ones there, gomer mekabel. He has no choice. He wants the girl. The only way to get the girl is to be from. Zeh yashayach rak bizman neyem biyomim mikedem dachshuri dora. When everyone was from. Mashenk and achshav. This is written in the 1930s. Written to Reb Chaim Moshe. Shegam ishezu. The girl's not from, she's from a non from family, non from community. You can say yes, 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 and it doesn't mean it. Next paragraph. In the olden days, we assume he meant right. How can we fool ourselves? Most cases, it's clear. Plural, not he, not she. That's the famous Ritva and Kedushin and the Sukha. Dvarm Shabaliba Uvalev Kaladim. This is the Dvaravram. So if the Dvaravram is right, we're in big trouble. Big trouble, right? Because the presumption which underlies Kulam Geremim no longer exists. Now the presumption is that they're not Gerim. There are exceptions, though, for sure, there are exceptions. People who, you know, change their whole lifestyles for the sake of the woman or man they want to marry. Oh, sure. But there's no presumption. So it has to be very clear that, on the contrary, this is what we call an exception to the rule. It depends, of course, in large measure on the level of observance of the person, the Jewish person they want to marry. If they want to marry someone who's from, why do they get involved in a non-Jewish partner in the first place? Akasha v'maisa, we say. Okay, it's been known to happen. But if the person they want to marry, him or herself, is not from, then what are the chances that the other one's going to be from? You understand? A very small chance. So there's no presumption. You can't make any presumptions. This is the issue that clouds so much of the gayness today, which is done for the sake of marriage. Very serious problem. Very serious. And of course, the question becomes, how do we deal with all these things? So we can't go into every prata nuchos geiris now, but there's a number of brief citations from Igros Moshe. The first citation is Yodeh Kufnun Zayin. It's page Shin Yud Zayin. It's a few pages later in your packet here. Rav Moshe was in 1928 in Luban. Ger shel kibul a mitzvah of nechshav ger. Poshut Lubaru, ain't no ger klal after the event. Zero. It's nothing. Okay. Nothing is nothing. Finished. I says the pivot to become a mitzvah. Hanan sadi, ain't a makabal ala bemis, ain't a klum. It's nothing. We know it's nothing. Why is nothing? Because he's doing it because he probably wants to marry someone who's also not from. Okay. Ger shemash mitzvah the event. For real. Okay. Good. Skipping to Yoredeya Simon Kuf Samach. It's already now in America, 1950. Reb Chaim El Ezri Hagoyen Avbezn of Canton, Ohio. You ever been in Canton? He was a great rabbi, I'm sure he was. Called him a Rav HaGaon HaMefursim. How much he didn't give out titles so fast. A Rav HaGaon HaMefursim. Hey. I was a great man. What was a great man doing in Canton, Ohio? That's how it was in the olden days. Great rabbis were in forsaken places. Many great rabbis. He was one of them. Vizvara Geiris, it's a rabbi conservative. Shohei Bekabalos Mitzvahs Karoi. Tefillah wasn't in front of Bezin, in front of their wives. Uh-huh. Okay. Poshet Shagerus and a Klum. Kabbalah submits Me'akav Agerus. Forget it. It's nothing. It's nothing. Then he says, even like the rabbis are doing it, Anatzadi Beruban and Me'akavah Mitzvahs Kedochich Sofan. Kedochich Sofan. At the end, most of them are not from. She's not going to be more from the man she wants to marry. Okay, in closer, Rav Moshe said, he wrote in 1928, it's nothing. 1950, he says, Yesh mokom loma shugeris b'diyevet. Why? Shomothi abezin shomekabelas misatora. V'ira, it happens. Gam kazu, it happens once in a while. Shomekabelas b'yemes. Chen ulai donen af be'elu she'en shomeris achakach dine ha'torah she'bor lono she'af e'es ha'geris l'kibla b'liba. Ha'kadron she'belev. If they say beferish, they can keep the mitzvahs, even though chances are it's not true. Some may say it's not 100% on Ansade, and some may say. That's a mokum, I don't think it's right, he says much. But now, unbelievable, the next thing. That fact creates shehi svurash en chiyuv kol kach lishmar mitzvahs. She thinks they're not obligated. Ken kegesh in his gaya ben ha'akum shebefurash b'shabbos ha'machel shavigeh av shadayin over avod azara ayin shom hatam kibel alav liyos kechol ha'yudim. So Bezdin told her to keep Shabbos. She thinks that's a hider b'yalma. It's a frumkeit. It's almost like, I don't know, Chol of Yisrael. And I'm just like, I get tzitzis out. It's a chumra to keep Shabbos. Yeah, we have to keep Shabbos. Yeah, come on. No one keeps Shabbos in this community. So why should I say that's the fundamentalist rabbis? Either Bezin tells her she has to keep Shabbos. Nah, it's a Hidu B'Yalma. She thinks that even someone not Shema Shabbos is a Yudi Kosher. So according to her mistake, Zeh Tam Sheyesh Bo Mamish Lachshiva LeGiyoris Ulimut Zchus Tzas Al Rabbonim HaMekablim Shlo Yachshu Yichoshu O Gri Med Yedus. He's saying over here, this is a Yesh Bo Mamish. The first time is Kabat Ein Bo Mamish. Right? And the second time is Yesh B'mamish. But is it really good? At the end of the day, yes or no? Is it good or no good? Would a Moshe's daughter marry such a person, his granddaughter? What do you think? So he tells you what he thinks. The next page. Next page. He said, you're not required to make fights about these things. Fine. So what do you do? The argument here was about someone being buried in a Jewish cemetery after such a conversion. You bury 8 amos away from this individual. Now, here's the amazing line. That's what I was referred to briefly earlier. Ula haba, in the future, vaday tov shiifel kvo torosu aroma, Harav Agorn and Mufurst Reb Chaim Elazar of Canton, Ohio. She is Gayu Etzel Rav Yodea Medina Geris. Yosek Edin. Not by conservatives, but a rabbi who knows Geris does what? Why? Watch this now. Reb Moshe is not oblivious to the fact that they're probably not good. Probably not Jewish. Av Shegam Heim Suffek Im Nechshu Geirim Kedaliel. I would say at least a Suffek. He says, you know, maybe it's going to work. Then he has the punchline. V'tov laharchik mehem es shomei Torah. If you're from, don't marry this girl. So why do the geirus in the first place? The answer is, they're going to marry Jewish anyway. And it's the lesser of the two evils to create a situation where the person may be Jewish based on the fact of that they don't know any better. They think this is a proper Judaism because the people that they get to know in the Jewish community conduct themselves as Mechalei Shabbos. So if you have to know, percentage-wise, is this person Jewish or not? Probably not. At best, 50-50. Someone who's from shouldn't marry, but you should do it anyway. Better be 50% intermarriage than 100% intermarriage. Because most of them are going to get intermarried anyway. That's the only way to read this. Wow. I wouldn't have written such a thing. I would say, stay away. But Ramesh was Ramesh. Go to the door. Ramesh was dealing with the situation. What's going to happen anyway? You know, it's hard for us as in our world to do things based on what's going to happen anyway. That's a difficult policy decision. Ramesh was a Gadol HaDor, said it. And therefore it's hard to be critical of rabbis who do these things, because Ramesh said, 1950, it's going to happen anyway, better you should do it than someone else should do it. There were many, many Choshev Rabbanim that Ramesh might have called the Rav HaGadol Mefursim, who were doing these conversions in the 40s and 50s. But the knowledge, if they're not going to do it, they're going to conserve and they're going to marry anyway. That's for sure not good, Ramesh. Conservatives are sure not good, and the apostle of Dionysus, and the apostle, etc. This is the Chiddush Nifl of Ramesh. Should you do it? I don't know. You have to use your judgment. Yes?
Isn't it, even though he's going to marry her anyway, but isn't it better to have clearly, if from their children, is it better to be clear that their children are not Jewish than...
I might have said that. And I may still hold that way, but Ramesh is Ramesh. I want to tell everyone that, you know, it's very nice in 2018 to throw stones at the reputations of rabbis in the 40s and 50s who were doing this. I don't like throwing stones at people. We live in a different world. Today's world, we say, you can't do it, and some people will listen. They won't do it. They don't listen. So it's their own business. Ramesh felt in those years when Orthodoxy was on the run and conservatives was in the ascent, he may have felt those things a little bit different. I don't know if he would say the same thing in today's world where conservatives is dying, Orthodoxy is much stronger. Yeah, it's a different balance of power, if you will. I'm not saying for sure he would change. I'm just saying that I'd like to give full disclosure. Okay. Good. So far, so good. Much more to be said about this situation. I just don't have the time to go into all the protein. There are fascinating tshuvas here from Rabbi Sternbuch. This is the result of what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. If you take a look in Tshuvas van Hoggis, it's also here. Uvda ba, a chosn came to my shul, the shul's in Arnof, with a beard, with payas. He was a chos that goes to the mikveh every day. And he asked him, how is he mizgayer? The best in Eretz Yisrael. Shemefursam alav shemegayim sham shalok edim b'dikabalas mitzvahs. Presumably that means the government, you know. Hubam mechut starts v'chipes between Musa lizgayer. And he came to him to that bezdin. And he did everything right. L'dayti, came in shebezdin zem megayim shalok edim. He needed a bezdin. Elu adayonim erishoy rachmon al etzlan. Mahar simim machrivim es tushas am Yisrael. Umevin alinu charon af Hashem chas v'sholim. How can you have a bezdin if they're shoshom and psulim? Next paragraph. They pushed me. Just got married. Still in Shevet Brachos. And if you tell him he's not Jewish, it's a cause of tzoras for the chosn, for the kala, all the families. What can I do? You know what I'll do? You know what I'll do? It's b'diyevet until he can have a chance to go do matpul again and finish the mekshirim. Based on a lom de shavart, the toisus and mesach the yavamis, he was tov al yom yom of slime bechasidus, as if a bezin sort. That's called milo tov al kerio. Exactly the sugas of Gemara Masechta Yevamos. Not everyone agrees that it's true. Kavod Abrius, next paragraph, he could be a Jew for one more day, but he comes to Bezin right away, the next day, to be this guy in front of my Bezin, and to go to the mikveh a second time. Atofas Abrius, we can be Mekel. Fine. It's slain the Bezin in the Charedis. Oh, they came a second time. Second time. Sounding over here, he's saying, The mamish, it's no good. They were shy. However, another tshuva, I think. I don't see it in this one. Maybe I'm just missing it. Where Rav Shtorbach himself said that they're not Rishayim. Why? Because they think they're doing a big mitzvah. I'm not. I don't see it here. Probably in a different shuvah. Even Rav Shtorbach said. But there's a man named Rabbi Sherman called them all Rishayim, they're no good, etc., etc., etc. However, it seems to me that they're not Rishayim, Chas V'Sholem. They think they're doing the right thing. And you know what? According to Rav Moshe, maybe they're doing the right thing. If Rav Moshe told Rabbi Eliezer to do it, do conversions, they know they're not from, because maybe it's good anyway, because they think, they don't realize. Now, they hardbind Rebel Yashiv. You know, Rebel Yashiv is, Rabbi Sherman's Rebel Yashiv's man, it's no good. But Rebel Yashiv himself, and this tshuva that's in front of you, of Ger Kotten, says, if they're not from, because Ger Kotten based in Zohar, Lon Shlo B'Fonov, the person's not from, it's a big problem. A big problem. Maybe it's not chal, it's not a tzchus. So Rabbi Yosha writes, well, maybe it is a tzchus. Why is it not tzchus? Why is it a tzchus? Maybe it's good to be Jewish, even if you're a balaveira. He said, Gufo have his tzchus, Rabbi Yosha writes, and his chai v'tov v'mitzvah, d'bak v'ashash v'avinu, even though he's not from. This is a big machlokas in the Gedolei Apostle. Suffolk. So the Yosher writes, this is a suffix. So, suffix good, suffix no good. Wait a second. According to Rabbi Sherman, the Diana's a Russia. So it should be no good. Truth is, even if there's no Bezin, according to some poskim, it's good. It's a question of whether you need Bezin for this, Bezin for that. A little complicated. Not going into all the details right now. The reason Rabbi Moshe's Hakdamas here is because it says here that a person is required to pass in the shadow the way he sees fit. The COVID rosh, you know, to all of the sources. Even though it's against gedolim of that or previous generations. So Rabbi Sherman wrote, there's a Das Torah from Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and the Stipler, and Rabbi Shach from the 80s. But no Kabbalah, the mitzvahs. It's no good, you can't do the geiris. So these Dayanim are Rishoyim. They're not Rishon for two reasons. Number one, they're not Meshuba to that Pesach, if they have some other Gedolim who disagree. Number two, they agree. No Kabbalah's Mitzvah is no good. They think there is Kabbalah's Mitzvah. Well, this is a very important Nakuda, but again, I don't have time to go into it right now. Fine. So now, the question becomes, following situation. A nit'al. That's that same Mishnah, Chavdal and Beis, which discusses somebody. There are rumors that he's living with a non-Jewish woman. Mishnah nit'al v'edes kachavim v'edes gaira lo yichnos im kines en motziim yodim. Why should he not marry her? Explains why. What does that mean? So Rashi explains what it means. Rashi tells us what it means is people will say the rumors are true. The rumors are true. Also, l'achzuki l'kol kama. Let's say the rumors that he lived with this non-Jewish woman are really true. Which would be a terrible thing. So Some poskim want to suggest, if that's the case, if we know for a fact he lived with a non-Jewish woman, then he can marry her, they can convert it, can you convert him, they can get married. We're not taking a rumor and confirming it. It's well known. There are Edom. Two Edom say that it happened. Two Edom. So the Ritva said it's not true. Same Ritva. Next paragraph. It's enough in the Tosefta. Even if they're Edim, still you shouldn't marry him. Ike Ede Tuma. Shioma kol olam shem znus disgaira zu v'shem znus kones osa. So you shouldn't do the conversion of the marriage in the first place, but b'di'evad lo teitzei. So therefore, the bottom line is, even if two Edom know about it, you still shouldn't do it. It's enough in the Tosefta. Some svaros want to say that's only if they're two Edom. So two Edom know, it's a big deal. It's only two Edom know. Now that they get married, the whole world's going to say that it's true. But what if it's well known? Not two Edom. The whole world knows they're living together. They could have been married civilly to each other. Could be they were living in the same house, apartment, for a long period of time. It's so mefursim, everybody knows. Then even the Ritva would agree that they may, in fact, she can convert and they get married. That's one of the bases of the heter that we have nowadays to do with these things. Basis number one. Basis number two is the Tshuvas HaRambam, quoted by the Achiezer. Chela Gimel Simen Chavav. It's page Ayin Zayin in the print that we have in front of us. What does Rambam say? Amazing. Rambam writes, they should separate. What happens if you fail? If you fail, either you separate or you convert and marry. Frank the Rambam's against the Mishnah. Wow. Presumably there was a good geirus, and they could marry. Shuvas before us, but the Rambam and the Takanas Hashavim, yesh lahata gam b'shivcha umutav shiyochel b'sar tmusos. He changed the Rambam. Rambam said rotev, Campbell's chicken soup, right? Rotev, and he's changed it to b'sar tmusos, which b'sar tmusos are not 100% treif. It's just almost treif. It's not quite treif. The machloka says, how bad is this iser? Is it really an iser gomor? That's what the Rambam himself wrote. And the Chaimaz tones it down. It's just a chshash laz. It's not a real iser b'horayin off the divorce if they got married in the first place. It's a question how. V'divri Rambam yisod godol. Yisod godol. So I believe we can rely upon it. I've done it myself. I had a case like that. Man was married to a non-Jewish woman. Walked into my shul. I met him. It was the last Shabbos of the June before I went away for the summer. Someone says, "I'm leaving. This is X." Okay, I know who the X was. I get a call in the summer camp. Rabbi, it's an intermarriage in our shul. Well, my shul intermarriage. It was that guy? So I came back from the summer. And I said, "Where is he?" He went to Rab Chaim Cohen. Chaim Cohen for the Diane Broyers. So, okay, I call after Shabbat. I call Rabbi Cohen. No, yeah, you should do the Geiris. She's a sincere woman. Should be done. So I said, "You'll do it." No. You'll do it. He tells me. He passed the buck to me. So I did it, but I was afraid of what's called havchana. Maybe she's pregnant. Maybe she's not pregnant. There's be a child born in 9 months. What are you going to do? So when it comes to Amona, Grusha, there's a low plug, no matter what, you have to wait 3 months. So some rabbis insist that they're separate for 3 months. Let me tell you, my dear friends, if you insist they're separate for 3 months, you're asking them to violate your instructions. What brought them together in the first place? Well, let's be blunt. So I'd rather rely on the Mekilim. The Mekilim say it's based on the Dogel Meravava. There's no low plug over here. If you know for sure she is or is not pregnant, you can do the Geiris immediately. With the marriage immediately. That's what we did. She took a pregnancy test. We did the marriage. We did a Geiris. I still remember. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Shabbos I got back, they weren't there. Then the next Shabbos was literally right before Rosh Hashanah. So the problem is that Rosh Hashanah, the mikvah was used by men. One day of the year, there were two worst days of the year to do a geirus. So those 2 days, certainly for a lady. So we cleared out the mikvah because we could. We had the bezdin to do the conversion. We brought him to shul to do a wedding. Had a yichud. The only place which has no other door was the boiler room. A romantic yichud in the boiler room. And they went straight to Ashrei for Mincha Erev Rosh Hashanah. Ma'aseh Hashem. Really happened. Chaim Cohen said we should do it. And I nita the rat chuvas aramba. Fine. So this is a very, very important nakuda. Now, there's a much bigger problem than a non-Jewish person. That's a correctable problem with a proper geirus. What about mamzerus? That's a much worse problem. Oh, is it a problem? So, we try very hard not to have anyone have a status of a mamzer. Dimas hashukim, not the person's fault. Obviously, the most common case of mamzerus nowadays, not too many incestuous relationships that I know about, but they produce children. It's an Eishes Ish. She marries Reuven, and without a get, she marries Shimon, and produces a child. Unfortunately, this is Maisa B'Cholyo. So Rav Moshe saved the day by paskening, as a rule, that a non-Orthodox wedding is no wedding. Most people we're discussing are not Orthodox. They were not from. They never were from. They weren't from a day in their lives. So if the wedding is not a wedding, wedding to the first one, to Reuven, it was no wedding. Since she married Shimon, it's not a problem. I'm Zeris. We always try to procure a get, no matter what the circumstances, whether it's a conservative wedding, a reform wedding, a civil wedding. Always try. Rav Hankenzal felt that if they're living together as husband and wife, you know, people don't think that way, even though it wasn't a halachic marriage. And other most people also be lasnus, they're married anyway. Many others disagree, say it's not true. He's also be lasnus, doesn't care about nida, doesn't care about promiscuity, doesn't care about anything. In today's world, that's a better argument than ever. Could be 50 years ago, it was still not stylish to live in sin, quote unquote. So although he didn't care about Nida, but he wouldn't want to live in sin. So even though Nida is a much more serious violation, you can still argue in the man's psychology, Nida, I never heard of this thing, but to live in sin, not to be married, that this was that's how it was. Not that they weren't Averis, but they weren't public Averis. Today, it's in style. Even adultery, Rachmanos, is in style. Kavachomer, promiscuity. That even strengthens the argument that they're not married. I'm not sure if Henkin would agree with it now, because he was very strongly against it 80 years ago. But maybe. But what happens if there was a real marriage and you're really in trouble? So we try to knock out the marriage. How do you knock out a marriage? The only way to knock out a marriage is to know Eidim. No Eidim. Every wedding has Eidim. No. Not true. Many weddings have no Eidim. I mean no Eidim. No Eidim Sherim. No one is from. They were all publicly Michal Shabbos. That's how it is by many non-Orthodox weddings. However, if it is an Orthodox wedding, they have to be careful. Some rabbis are themselves not so frum, or if they are, it's only Eid Echad. No one else in the room is frum, and Mikra didn't. Mekadesh Eid Echad is no good. So that's the best way. There's no Eidim. There's a major dispute. What happens if they were miyached Eidim psulim, or one Eid pasul? So some poskim say miyached one Eid pasul. This will apply the principle. This zechel karu pasul Eidus kulam b'teila. They're not married. The sheet exists. However, just a week ago, Rav Shechter Shlita gave a shiur on this topic in a meeting of the Big Rabbanim, Mesad Regitin, etc. And he paskin alava, based on what Rav Soloveitchik said, that they are married. And the Chasam Sofer said they are married. The Pesach Shuva quotes it. Why are they married? Because there are many other Eidim. Ay, the Umiachat made puzzles, but toes! You didn't know it was puzzle. You wouldn't have done it had you known it was puzzle. He said a case where the Rav Soloveitchik didn't even require another ring ceremony. He could have just said, put a ring on her again. No, not necessary. Ad kedei kach. Rav Avadja, in the same case, will say they're not married at all, and he doesn't need to get. So it's how far gedolim could be from one another, and they're living in the same world. The truth is Ma'ariv, I can't go into the details right now. The Ma'ariv is, if you look carefully, is based really on the assumption that there are no Eidim, not Echad Karu Pasul, that the others are excluded. It's complicated. Seems I'm the Talmud of my Rebbe, I would say that's not a basis to cancel the wedding, and it's a big problem. So most weddings are done by Orthodox rabbis who know what they're doing. Chasam Sofer goes further and says, even if no one saw besides, no one saw the wedding. Nobody. No one's looking. Anan Sadeh. There's a rabbi up there. He's an Orthodox rabbi. He knows what he's doing. There's a man, there's a woman, and he looks like a chos, she looks like a kala. Anan Sadeh, that they gave him the ring and they said the right thing and then done. That would not apply by non-Orthodox. That's where non-Orthodox is better. If there's no Anan Sadeh, he does it right because he can easily do it wrong. So a non-Orthodox wedding, if they have only non-kosher witnesses up by the chuppah, and if there's some other Orthodox Jews in the wedding hall, we try to look at the pictures. If the chos and kala were facing with their backs to the crowd, it's much better. Then no one can see except the two Eidim and the apostle. The people in the back can't see. There's no one on Sadeh. We deal with videos. We do a lot of investigation to try to take care of these situations if we can. Yes, Dave?
Is this only though if the couple never lived as a from couple?
Oh, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. But the case we had, which I was extremely, extremely upset about, the situation in which there was a couple that were originally not observant. They became observant. They were active in an Orthodox shul with a chashav rav for many years. For many, many years. It was an unfortunate incident that this woman apparently was adulterous with another guy from the neighborhood. It was a Kohen. So now, actually, it's bad news for the Jews. So a certain rabbi, paskened, this couple is not married. Why not married? Because they got married when they were by conservatives. But they're living for 10 years in an Orthodox setting, Orthodox rabbi. Now, I don't go over to every Baal Tshuva that comes into my shul and start asking about their first Messiah Kedushin and do the wedding again. They don't do it. Maybe I should do it. What do you mean they don't do it? I assume they really are married. Because once they become frum, and Adam also goes to Bilasnos, they probably realize that the conservative rabbi is not so I. Now they're Orthodox. And they don't want to live in sin. She goes to the mikveh. So I think they are married. This rabbi said they're not married. They're not married. Therefore, he permitted this woman to marry her paramour as a kohen. No isa echel lebal v'yechel leboil because she was never married. No isa grusha the kohen because the get was not really necessary. And he ain't passing that way. That psak, forgive the expression, stinks. Even if it's true, it stinks. I don't think it's true. Thank you. Oy, a difficult world. But then there are cases, Rabbi Osai, of a situation where we don't know. We really don't know. So you have all these people come to you and they tell you a story. It happened more than once. The woman survived the Holocaust. And she saw her husband died. She married somebody else. Had children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren by now. All of a sudden, someone starts telling us a story. If you look on the idea of something, Mamzer Shenitma, Kema Shenitma, Nitma. It's forgotten about. No one knows about this. Just keep it quiet. It's forgotten. Nobody knows. 70 years later. These are tough questions. When do you say that? When don't you say that? Happened to me. Someone came to me, a rabbi from around here, that this story surfaced. Obviously, it's just a story. You don't believe a story. You have to turn over the rock and then start doing investigations about it. Went to Abzalman Nechemya. He said, don't turn over the rock. We're talking now already, it was more than 50 years after the Holocaust. It's forgotten. Just nitma, nitma. What does that mean? What kind of thing is this? Bury your head in the sand? It's a big machlok, is what this din means. Presumably it's based, quote the most, on mamza vada evlo mamza suffik. That you probably learned in the Sugya Sagamara. The Ran, in his Kiddushin, compares that din to suffik arlo b'chutzlorz. According to Rashi, in I think it's Kiddushin Lamates, if I have an Arla orchard, I know it's Arla. You don't know it's Arla. I can give you the fruit. I can't eat it. You can. I'm not machshu. Not only that, the Gemara seems to say, you can tell me, give me some fruits. Don't tell me where they came from. And the Ron seems to equate that here too. See no evil. Hear no evil. It blibes the mobs of Suffolk. Hamza Safek is Mutam in HaTorah, and then make Chumash to Rabbanan in some cases. That's one way to understand it. It's another way to understand it, no. So Gzeras HaKosuv, Nitma Nitma. Gzeras HaKosuv has nothing to do with Vali versus Safek. A different kind of a din. Can't go into the details now which one is right. It's very complicated. But now I'll tell you what Tzemer HaBonim say, which is unbelievable. Rabbi Yosher has it. It's true. Rabbi Yosher Weiss has said true about it. And others. They say in America there can cannot be no mamzerim. Why? Okay, she was married to Reuven. She left without a get, and now she's civilly married Shimon. So obviously Shimon is the father. Who said Shimon is the father? Who said? Maybe someone else is the father. But she quote unquote married Shimon. That's no marriage. She'd be mezana with Shimon. The same as she's mezana with Shimon, she's only mezana with any other person in the USA. In the USA, there's Trey Rube of Goyim. You know the sugya in Masechta Ksubis, if you dalet. They need Trey Rube of Ksherim. Here, forgive the expression, the Goy is a kosher. Why is he a kosher? As we said at the beginning, Akam Avo Bas Yisrael, Havlat Kosher, Afilu Eish Yisish. I like that one. I'm a little hesitant to rely upon it, but the Gedolei HaDor wanted to rely on it. Amazing. So again, can't go into all the halachas of Mamzeris now, but just be aware of these situations. And don't ruin it. Have a Masuna Bedin. If you get a call like this, first think of it. You don't want to spoil it. If it's nitma, don't, you shouldn't be the one to be a megalosod. You have to think very carefully about these things. Yes?
So in terms of DNA testing, it's easy to figure out who the
DNA testing. DNA testing is a very valuable tool. We use it in the World Trade Center tragedies. Rabbanim don't like DNA because they're going to force you to pronounce people Mamzerim. When I wrote the Tshuva, the Shaila, I should say, about the World Trade, I incorporated in my Tshuva, in my Shaila, the following wrinkle, which is a little bit far-fetched, but the wrinkle. I said, even if you can prove with DNA that there's a woman who's married to Reuven and the father is Shimon, which is checkmate, who said? Maybe the child is produced by artificial insemination. I was trying to calm down the rabbis that she'd allow me to use DNA for agunas and not worry about making my mzeir. The fascinating shot of my mzeiris. We can spend all day about these topics. What happens if you have a mamzer and he wants to get married? What do you do? So it says in the Mishnah Kiddushin, mamzer can be tire. How do they retire? A mamzer marries a shifcha, which he's allowed to do. The child is a eved of shifcha, and they'll convert. They become kosher. Once we step down that micha downstairs, I mean. We should stop now and finish this next week. I see it's only 2 minutes to mincha. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll
try. I think we have 7 weeks.
Oh, I can't be next Thursday. I forgot to tell you that. Can you guys make it a different day of the week?
So we can either do next Tuesday or the following Tuesday.
2 weeks and Tuesday is Thanksgiving. That's an Easter Daraisa of Ashiya then.
So
we have
the Tuesday of week Thanksgiving,
Shavuot. You want Shavuot Thanksgiving Tuesday or this coming Tuesday? What do you prefer?
So we'll send that a moment.
All right, but you can't make it Tuesday 1:30. Yeah. It's possible.
I have another class.
You have another class. Who else has another class that time? Tuesday 1:30.
I'm free.
You're free or not? You are free. Most people are free. So. Shabbos, everyone.